These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfull. These were the headline stories of May 30th, 1918. The Elgin Commercial Club, along with other Elgin manufacturing firms, have appealed to President Wilson to have the government take over the Elgin Aurora and Chicago Railway. The action would avert a strike called for by workers to begin on May 31st at midnight. The strike would shut out thousands of factory workers from their jobs. Commercial clubs in Elgin and Aurora have wired the president with their concerns, and business interests in Wheaton, Glen Ellen, West Chicago, St. Charles, Geneva, Batavia, and Dundee are expected to join other communities along the route of the traction company in supporting the appeals. The AENC would also like the government to take over operations, just as it has taken over steam train lines across the United States. Congressman at large from Illinois, Medill McCormick, addressed the crowd at Epworth ME Church and engaged the crowd with stories of his recent trip to the front lines of battle in Europe. McCormick was introduced to the capacity crowd by DeGroy Ellis, state representative. McCormick related stories in numbers of battles to the crowd. He was able to move about under the cover of darkness to witness a number of engagements. In one, he noted the British and German artilleries exchanged more than 1 million shells with a value of $24 million. A similar battle saw the loss of as many British guns as the U.S. has produced for the war effort currently. Human losses, he indicated, were limited thus far. He said in the first year, the British lost about 6% of its fighting men. This year, that number was only 3%. German generals, he said, have so far given the enemy an advantage in the war. Public schools paid deference to Memorial Day with programs of songs, readings, and tribute paid to country, statesmen, soldiers, and sailors, both living and dead. It was also proclaimed a day of prayer by Superintendent Robert White. In connection with the exercises at school, some brought flowers to be presented to Grand Army veterans. Others read letters gathered from former pupils of their school who are now at war. These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.